ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh, Dan, how are you? Welcome back to the Moon Underwater.
Thanks, mate. I'm very well. Very well indeed. Yeah. Weather's starting to turn from freezing to dangerously windy, but, you know, all good.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty early in the pod to go straight into some weather chat, but do admire that. I don't know what the rule is. Have you been up to anything good? Anything exciting?
I've been doing a bit of pubbing.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
I've got a question. Before we go into our pubs, because we are, of course, what has become just a quite playful experiment is now basically some kind of horrific battle to try and go to the most pubs in the course of the year.
Yeah.
That will end up causing both of us extreme damage to internal organs. I want to ask a quick point of order, if you will, Dan, and just check, what are we counting here as a pub? Is it a traditional style pub? Are we including bar type things? What are we saying?
I think we're pretty inclusive, aren't we? And I think we can include bars. I think we should.
Okay.
Because we've talked about things like expensive cocktails on the show and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think anywhere that maybe serves alcohol, or unless it's a particularly sort of a non-alcoholic pub or something, or there obviously isn't a restaurant.
Right, I was going to say.
Yeah.
But, okay, let me give you an example.
Okay.
If, for example, say you went today to play some kind of mini golf in some kind of trendy London place, and in it they serve booze, they had a bar that served booze, but its purpose is a mini golf place, I'd say that probably doesn't count.
Yes, I think you're probably right. But I tell you what we can do. We can, if one of us goes to a place which we think is a little bit iffy,
yep,
we can just bring it up on the pod. We'll discuss it between us. We're reasonable adults. And we'll come to a decision together. And if not, if we're at loggerheads, we can always ask the listener to write in and adjudicate.
Okay, well, I'll start then. I went to a place called Putt Shack today, I mean, which is exactly what I've just described.
Yeah, when you were saying it, I assumed you'd been to Putt Shack. Yeah.
I went to Putt Shack, yes. Very good fun.
Yeah, great fun.
I wasn't particularly excited by it, but it's very good. It's all electronic and stuff. Have you been?
I have. You don't want to be stuck behind either a stag do or B, a hen do, because that's what happened to us when I took my child a couple of years ago in Bournemouth.
What, it takes too long?
Yeah, it takes too long and they're a bit annoying. And also, you know, we went sort of in the middle of the day and you just think, I don't want to be witness to your shenanigans.
But I was amazed because it's all electronic and stuff, isn't it? Like you hit the ball, and it works out by magic or electronics, more likely.
Oh, maybe I didn't go to a Putt Shack because I don't think ours was that. It was something like the same sort of format, bar and crazy golf, but I don't think it was as advanced as that. So maybe you've gone to a more modern one than me.
Oh, quite possibly. But anyway, that's nothing. That's not counting though. Something, it had a bar in it. We had beer, but I don't think it should count because it's not, its main purpose is not the provision of drinks.
All right, there's a cricket one I think as well in Westfield. Called, might be called Sticks, maybe. It's a big shopping centre in West London. I agree with you. I don't think we can count that as a pub or bar.
Okay, so for this, it will not count for this. In that case, Dan, over to you. How many pubs have you been to this week?
I've been to two more pubs this week, Robbie.
We were tied, weren't we, going into this?
Yes. Was that your only possible pub trip?
No, I have also, as well as that, I've been to two pubs, Dan.
Ah, so we're still tied.
We are still tied, yes.
Great stuff. Well, I'll tell you quickly about mine. Crown and Greyhound, which I've mentioned on the pod before, but haven't been to yet this year.
Right.
It's walking distance from my house. And my son, Leo, has just restarted his winter cricket training, which means I walk with him to drop him off where they do the training, and then I've got an hour and a quarter, which isn't enough time to come home again, but is enough time to walk back down the hill to the Crown and Greyhound, have a leisurely pint of Harvey's Best, one of the best, and then walk back up and collect him. And that is now going to be me every Friday night.
Okay, wow. So you've used one of your main pubs.
Yes.
Early on in this competition, and I'm going to do the same because I went last week around lunchtime to the Murderers in Norwich, which is a regular haunt of mine, and well, a pub you've been to many times,
yep,
in the past. And I had I think maybe three pints and a lunchtime of some kind of cask ale that was a joint thing. I don't know what it's called. It was a joint thing between Verdant and I think Adnams. And very nice it was too. Very smooth, very fruity, very pleasant indeed.
Business or pleasure meeting?
Pleasure. Yeah.
Lovely.
Pure joy.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that's my first pub of the week. What about your second pub of the week?
So, me and my friend Alex, we go to watch QPR together. We met many years ago when we both worked on the mid-morning show of Radio Kent. He was the roving reporter out in the radio car.
Right.
And I was in the studio. We worked for the queen of local radio in Kent, Barbara Sturgeon. And wonderful lady. And it just happened that we were both QPR fans who'd been born in Kent and grew up in Kent. And so really we became friends through QPR and have stayed so as our careers both moved to London. He's done a lot of work for BBC Sport and for the Olympic, for Team GB and that kind of thing. And we still got to watch QPR together. So
did you go to the Defectors Weld?
No. So we were playing Millwall. So we didn't go to, we decided not to go to any pubs around the Shepherd's Bush Green area.
Right.
Because we're cowards. We sort of go to a Bill's or something like that. But he listens to the pod and he said, come on, we should knock off a pub or two before games in future. So we went to Notting Hill and we went to a place called the Mall Tavern, which was a really nice pub. Never been there before.
Mall, did you say? As in M-A-L-L?
Yes.
Oh, never heard of it.
Strange name, yeah. They might be reasonably new. I don't know. Staff there were really nice. Of the sort of staff are really welcoming people in, so it might be quite new. They had about 10 or 12 beers on tap. It's a really fantastic selection of beers on tap. And they had, I mentioned this last week, Ansbach and Hobday. I went out for a pint of their London Black last week. For the first time I saw it on their bitter on cask. So I've only ever had it in... I had it off cask once at the Lambeth County Fair last year. But this is the first time since I've had it on cask. So I was delighted. I went in there, pint of that, and we had fish and chips before the match. Quite pricey because it is Notting Hill.
What are we talking? How much?
£21 each.
Oh, my word.
That is expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, that is punchy. I also did a pub another pub that we ate in. On Sunday, I went with my family into Norwich and wanted to get somewhere for lunch. I said, obviously, right, I need to make sure I'm keeping my eye in here in the competition. So let's go to a pub. So it's the Woolpack Inn, which is a Green King pub, and it has a sort of, I guess, sort of chain type, pub chain menu type thing. But do you know what? I had a pint. Everyone else had soft drinks. My kids all had a meal. My wife had fish and chips. I had scampi and chips. My wife had Diet Coke, I think. A classic pub fare, and the kids got like dessert as well. £47.
Oh, nice.
You don't barely get two plates of fish and chips at your pub.
Yeah. Very different price point. So very different.
Very different price point. Your food is probably better, but this was absolutely fine. And it is another pub ticked off there, the Woolpack Inn.
Fantastic.
In Norwich.
I mean, I would say they were excellent fish. The fish and chips, or the chips in particular, were really crunchy and very nice. So I balked a bit at the price, but then had it and went, okay, that was really good.
You can see where the money's gone.
Yeah, fine.
I'm expecting Dan to take a lead in the next week in this, because in a couple of days' time, I am heading off to my trip to Slovakia and 2 days in Poland as well. So I think I'm going to be... I'll be disappointed if I come back having done less than 6 pubs.
Wow.
In there. I'd like to think I'll be doing 7 or 8.
So I'm going to be, I could be falling behind quite badly, quite early on.
Well, you could be, but we'll see. I might be just talking a good game. We'll see how it is. I might not manage that. We'll find out. But I've got high hopes for pubbage.
Well, I'm very curious to find out about those pubs that you visit.
Okay. And if things get desperate, there's always the airport Wetherspoons that I can always go
to. Yeah, that counts. I should say as well that my friend Alex, we sort of, he said maybe me and him could try an away trip later on this season. So if anyone's got any recommendations, I'm not sure where we're going to go or if we'll have time, but I know that we have got Plymouth. I mean, our friend Grits will know a few pubs down there, but Plymouth, we have got... Blackburn, I don't think we're going to make it there. Bristol City.
Loads of great pubs in Bristol.
Sunderland.
If you go to Sunderland, my friend Frankie is the stadium announcer at Sunderland.
Oh, really?
So he can probably take you to pubs. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Fun fact.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Dan, can't help but notice over your shoulder there is a bustling pub notice board there. It's actually just unpick some of the drawing pins attaching the correspondence and bring a bit down to have a look at.
Yeah, I will. Okay, let's just get these down. This first one is from Nick, who wrote to us a couple of weeks ago, I'm sure you remember, with a load of recommendations for pubs in Slovenia.
Oh, yeah. And it turned out I was going to Slovakia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That was my bad, as the youth say.
Yes. So, but Nick has now written back to us. And he says, "Hey, Robbie and Dan, gutted to hear my top tips for Slovenia. Didn't actually amount to anything, but thanks so much for reading it on the pub notice board." You're welcome, Nick. It's a great email. "I really do hope you get to go to Ljubljana, Slovenia, and use my recommendations. Happy to come along as a personal tour guide. Agreed. Get out there when the weather is better. We went in October 2018. The weather was beautiful, warm and bright. Now, Slovakia, and again, I can help slightly." This man's sort of done a lot of...
A well-travelled man.
Yeah, around Nick. Europe, yeah. He went to Bratislava in Slovakia in the dim and distant past. He was the best man, and I organised a stag do for my now sadly departed best mate, Stefan. As it was 2007, I can't remember the names of any other good bars and pubs, but I remember very much enjoying the UFO bar on Most Bridge, or Most Bridge, maybe it's pronounced, one of the main bridges across the Danube. It's kind of like a lookout point, maybe during Eastern Bloc days, but now serves as a cool bar with superb cocktails with sky-high views of the city. While there, we stayed on a boat hotel, visited the castle, shot Uzis, blimey, drank a lot, hopefully not while shooting Uzis, and did whitewater rafting, not simultaneously. Oh, there we go.
Just quickly to inject there, I love a portmanteau word, and boatel is excellent.
Very good, isn't it? I haven't heard that before. You ever stayed on a boatel?
I've stayed in a boat at the Norfolk Broads.
Yeah, does that count?
Probably not. Carry on.
"Also, to save Dan some admin time, I can also attach my Beers 2024 checklist for you guys to use and repurpose as you see fit. It's been running a while. This is the 2024 version. One tab, a chart of all new beers consumed, the brewery, the ABV, and my score on Untappd, on the Untappd website. A second tab of unique breweries that year. And now a new tab has been added based on your idea to collect 52 pubs a year." So I've had a look at that. It's fantastic. "Being so early in the year, it's pretty sparse so far. But Beers 2023 saw 265 unique new beers tasted and 117 unique breweries. Sorted, please use and amend as you see fit." That's an incredible number, isn't it? We're trying to do 52 pubs in a year and he's done 117 breweries.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean he's drunk?
Oh, as in drunk from those...
Beers from those breweries. Yes, okay. I don't think he's been and gone on tours of the...
Yes, I suddenly realised halfway through saying that. Yeah. But still, 200-odd new beers in a year is impressive.
That's very good. I won't be going to that pub. I'm going to... The only place in Slovakia I'm going to is a place called Tatranska Dominica, maybe? I don't know. I'll probably learn how to pronounce it at some point while I'm there.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to spend a couple of nights in Zakopane in Poland. So those would be where we're doing the bulk of my drinking. Right, there's an email now from Dave, in brackets, the dog.
Great.
We'll find out as we read this message whether or not it's an actual dog or just someone who's a dog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay, let's find out. "Hi, guys. I heard my mum listen to your podcast and felt compelled to write. I'm Dave the dog with my dad, not named Dave. I love pubs, especially ones with biscuits, like the one called the Cotley Inn near Chard, Somerset. Now I live in Nantwich, Cheshire, which isn't great for a southerner like me, but I must say we've got a load of excellent pubs that welcome me and my humans. I highly recommend the Black Lion to you. May your pints be perfect, Dave." That's the first animal we've ever had write in.
Yeah. And very well composed.
Very well composed for an animal. Well, I hope you enjoy the pubs, Dave, and I hope that afterwards you're not feeling too rough.
Very, very good, Robbie. There's a picture there of Dave. Have you seen that?
Wasn't an overwhelming laugh. Okay. There's a picture of Dave, yeah. Yeah, picture of Dave there. For those who want me to describe the picture, it's a dog. Right, this week, the person who is in charge of the Moon Under Pod Instagram page went insane with power, quite frankly, and asked everyone to tell them to tell the internet their unexpected pub towns. So just say, what towns are good for pubs?
Yeah, this is based on the fact that you went to Manningtree and a man there said that it's the best town in the world because it has three pubs.
And someone suggested Manningtree. I'll get you in reverse order here, the ones, because most of them just got one suggestion, but some did get more than one nomination.
Okay.
But these are places people say have got good pubs. Derby, Kingston-upon-Thames, Bridlington, 55 pubs for a population of 35K. So they claim, wow, that is impressive, if that's true.
I was going to say, that's going to blow the mind of the person who was bragging about three pubs in Manningtree.
Yeah. Canning Town, Caer Leon, is that right? How you say it? Sheffield, Aberford, West Yorkshire, only one pub, it's a 10 out of 10. I don't know if you can call that a pub town then. Farnham, Newark, Banbury, Stowmarket, Eccles, Leek, Hartlepool, York, Cambridge, Whitney, Worthing, Newport in Wales, Durham, Portsmouth. But then five places got two votes. Stockport. I've been out in Stockport and had a nice time. Norwich, of course, and neither of those were me voting. St. Albans, Reading and Whitby.
Is Norwich an unexpected pub town?
It's a city, for a start. Two cathedrals.
I'm not surprised Norwich is a nice pub place.
No, and also Cambridge. Cambridge on there. I don't think that should be unexpected either.
And York. I imagine York is a fantastic pub city.
Yeah, York's famous for its amazing pubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some of these people are drunk when they're doing this, I think. And but yeah, there's a lot of things that I did expect. Stowmarket, that's not too far from me in East Anglia. I might pop in one day and sample the pubs.
Tunbridge Wells, which is not that far from where I grew up, Tunbridge Wells.
That has got nice pubs.
Yeah, I imagine it's a bit like Canterbury, which has got lots of sort of Tudor-style pubs.
Yes.
Which are nice. I do like those kind of pubs. Very low ceiling and, yeah, with the white, I don't know what it's called. Well, you know what a Tudor pub looks like. It's white on the outside with that sort of black wooden bits.
I think I know what you mean. I've been to pubs and I've been to Tunbridge Wells and I can confirm it's that sort of... It's that sort of vibe. But Dan, I think I better crack on, Dick, because I've got a lot of cleaning to do for this evening before other people come in, because you do tend to turn up at the pub 4 hours before everyone else. But I do need to clean it before the rest of the punters come up. So would you mind just very politely polishing the pub notice board?
Certainly.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, it's William and Jordan here from Help, I Sexted My Boss.
And on Tuesday, our show at the London Palladium will be streamed live into cinemas.
So if you want an evening full of laughs and outrageous problems and dilemmas, then come along and join us on the big screen.
Help, I Sexted My Boss live is showing everywhere and everyone's welcome.
Go to sexedmyboss.com/cinema to get your tickets now. That's sexedmyboss.com/cinema.